While you're taking your Bible and turning to two particular passages of Scripture in the New Testament, the book of Ephesians and the book of Romans in your outline, let me ask you this question. Do you remember those times back years ago when you was in a classroom and a teacher said something like this? All right, put your books up, take a piece of paper out, and answer the following questions, what you were supposed to study for this test. And you sat there for a period of time and you realized, I am not ready for this test. I don't know the answers to what I'm given. And so you sit there trying to think and trying to figure out what you're going to write down. And you see the questions on the board, or she gives them orally. And you get down to the end of the test and you realize, I did not know the material and I was not ready for the test. And all of a sudden your paper is taken up and she or he, whoever the teacher is, and they grade them. And the next day you get yours back and it's got a red mark on the top of it and it's got a grade appropriate with how well you have studied. And not only is it logged there, but it's logged in the record book. And maybe as a kid you took it home to mom or dad. And they looked at the grade and they said something to you about it and asked you why you didn't do better. And you may have said something like this, well, I just really wasn't prepared. Well, ready or not, they're coming. Ready or not, whatever you do in preparation does not change the fact of the fact that temptation is going to come by your life. Whether you know the truth or do not know the truth will not change the fact that you're going to be tempted. But do you know the truth whenever it comes to temptation? There are all sorts of men and women in the world today who are living their life, and yet whenever it comes to temptation, they start off good in their Christian life, and all of a sudden one situation takes place in their life, and they start spiraling down. They hurt their life, they hurt their character, and they hurt their reputation. Well, God wants you and me to know the truth. He wants us to exercise the truth whenever it comes to temptation. But here is the most significant question, and it's this. Do you know the truth whenever it comes to temptation? If you'll take your Bible and turn to these passages of Scripture, turn to the book of Romans for a moment, and we'll look at it first. In Romans chapter 8, and looking in verse 12, listen to what the Bible says. Romans chapter 8, verse 12. Listen carefully to what Paul is talking to the saints of God at Rome, and he's talking to them how they're to live their life whenever it comes to temptation, how they're to walk, how they're to live, how they're to behave whenever it comes to the temptations they face in life. Listen carefully to verse 12. I'm only going to read this one verse, but listen to what it says. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. And then if you'll turn over to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, listen to what Paul says to these saints. He's saying to the saints at Rome, he said, I want you to learn a truth. I want you to understand that you're not under obligation to give in to temptation. You're not under obligation to give in to the temptations that come by your life. And then in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, listen to what Paul says in verse 10 and in verse 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, here is a very candid reality whenever it comes to your temptations in life, regardless of where they are. What you do in your time of temptation is based on one thing and one thing only. How much or how little you know the truth. It is sad and it is amazing how many people will fall and fail today all because they don't know the truth of the Word of God. And it is so significant that you know the truth, because think about it in life, think about it in education, think about it in schoolwork. If you know the right answers, if you know the correct answers, you'll get a better grade because you've studied and you've made yourself ready for the test. when you have made yourself ready for the temptations of life, you will be able to stand. You will be able to have victory. You will be able to overcome. But the real issue is, how much of the truth do you know? Do you know the truth? And so that's the whole purpose of this message this morning, that you and I could exercise the truth whenever it comes to temptations. You know people, you have friends right around you. You may have a brother or sister or aunt or uncle, mom or dad, who in a time of temptation, they blew it. In a time of temptation, they did something with themselves. They did something with someone else. They did something with their body that only you never thought that they would ever dare think of doing. And yet, sadly, that's the reality of the world you and I live in. Paul makes it very clear that the wages of sin brings death. God wants you and me to understand it is not a small deal to flirt with temptation. It's not a small deal, because whatever you do with the temptations of life dictate the rest of your life. Whatever and however you respond to the temptations you face, financial, sexual, whatever they may be, dictates and determines the rest of your life. Only God knows the countless hundreds and thousands of marriages that are ripped and broken, all because some dad or some mom didn't decide to exercise wisdom in a time of temptation. But in this message this morning, we're going to understand some truths that you need to know whenever it comes to temptation. First and foremost, you and I need to understand this. Truth always brings freedom and victory. Now listen to what Jesus said, and he said it very simply, very candidly, and very powerfully. In John chapter 8, verse 32, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, Jesus was not talking just about a concept. He wasn't just talking about something you learn today and forget tomorrow. Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." Listen, when you learn the truth absolutely has a revolutionizing effect in your life, in your mind, in your body, and in your being. And the reality is, that's exactly what Jesus wants you to know whenever it comes to truth. And here's why. You are going to be tempted. Men, you are going to be tempted. Women, you are going to be tempted. Teenagers, you are going to be tempted. And when you know the truth, listen, sadly, one of the things that Satan does to so many people today said, "Well, you know what? You don't have any control over this, and you can't determine whether you stand or fall. You just have to hope for the best." I want to tell you that is a lie straight out of hell. You never have to hope for the best. You never have to just hope that maybe you can stand up against temptation, because the reality about it is, Jesus said, when you know the truth, when I know the truth, there is power in truth. Listen, when you know the truth about temptation, when you know the truth that Satan cannot make you sin, then you realize that he cannot deliberately push you into temptation. Some people have the mindset, well, you know, I'm going to eventually sin, so I may as well give in to it. Some young people say, well, I'm going to eventually have to give in to this, so I may as well do it right now. And the reality about it is, we live and are living in a world that is very sensually oriented, because after all, I've got to do it somehow, because I'm a human being and I live in this human body. There is nothing further from the truth. Paul made it very clear in Romans chapter 8 in another translation. He says, "I want you to understand you are under no obligation to the flesh." And so it is important that you know the truth. And you see, the sad reality in the lives of countless people is that they just don't know the truth. And you know, some people say, well, you know, I can't resist temptation. I've known people who've come into my office, they've talked to me, said, well, you know what? I just can't resist it. Pastor, I just have this weakness. I have this, and I'm just going to be honest. And they share with me out of the transparency of their life, I just have a weakness in this area, and I can't resist. And I listen to them, and one of the things I find out is this: they can't resist because they have never learned the truth. It is a huge deal what you put and learn in your mind. It is a huge deal whether you learn the truth. Folks, having a Bible don't mean you learn the truth. Having a Bible, coming to church, sitting in a pew don't mean you learn the truth. You have got to put truth into practice. And so some people say, well, you know, I can't help but fall. And then there's some other people say, well, you know, there are just some temptations that are beyond resistance. I guarantee you, probably in the heart of hearts of some of you, you probably will say, well, you know what, Pastor, you just have to be honest. We live in a human body, and there are some temptations in life that are just beyond our resistance. There are just some temptations I have no control over. There are some temptations I'm just going to give in into, there's just going to be some times in my life I'm going to give in. Well, let me tell you one significant problem with that statement. How do you answer this question if you have that answer? What about the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you? What about Jesus Christ who lives on the inside of every single one of those who are born again, saved by the grace of God? Well, say, well, I can't help it. Listen, there's a lot of people who think they're saved. They're not saved in the first place. It's why they give in. They walked down the aisle. They took the preacher by the hand. They said some words, but they really didn't mean it in their heart. The Bible makes it abundantly clear, and Paul is teaching it to the saints at Rome, the saints at Ephesus. He's teaching it to anybody that will listen. He says, there is a reality about your life that when you learn the truth, then your life is liberated. Listen, yes, you're going to have hellish missiles go through your mind. You're going to have devilish missiles go through your mind. And guess what? You're going to have devilish missiles go through your mind right during church time. Don't you raise your hand on this. How many of you have had a hellish missile right during morning worship? Don't you raise your hand. Why? Because you have a human body and you have a mind that the devil loves to constantly harass your mind, your brain. And when you're in church, he's going to say, you didn't do this. You need to do this. You need to do this. You need to do the other. Or he brings some ungodly missile through your mind. Listen carefully. Just having ungodly missiles come at your mind is not an indicator that you've sinned. Listen, the Bible says there has to be some lust involved. There has to be some yearning in your heart. There has to be something that goes on in your spirit and in your being. And you see, the truth about it is, if you're a child of God, saved by the grace of God, here's the fact, in every temptation you face, you have the Holy Spirit at your disposal every temptation you face. You have the very presence and person of the Holy Spirit. You mean the Holy Spirit knows everywhere I'm going to go, every temptation I'm going to face? Absolutely. And when you know that and understand that and live in that, it's amazing what happens whenever it comes to the temptations in life. So it is so significant because knowing the truth is vital when it comes to victory. I can tell you every person that has fallen into some type of habitual temptation and sin, they don't practice victory. Listen, now let's get real candid and real honest. I want you to listen. Every one of you have hellish missiles go through your mind. You know why? Because Satan hates you. He can't stand you. Because if you're saved, you're the reflection of the Lord God. You say, Pastor, you have hellish missiles go through your mind too? Absolutely. I have hellish missiles go through my mind and my life, and that is not an indicator that you've sinned. There are some things that have to take place whenever you sin. But here's the reality. Satan can't stand you. You need to know the truth. You need to understand the truth, and you need to walk in the truth. And so, you know, the Bible makes it very clear. And, you know, a failure to know the truth of God, you know what's going to happen if you don't know the right answers on a test. Don't answer this out loud. How many of you have ever gotten a test back and it had an F on it? Don't you raise your hand. You got the test back and you ever sit beside somebody and go like this? Or somebody in front of you? When I was in school, there was a precious young man. We were good friends. His name was Matt Daniels. He was highly intelligent. Matt always sat in front of me or behind me or close to me for some reason. But I thought, man, if I was as smart as Matt, and, you know, we'd take some tests sometime, and you'd guess what I was tempted to do. Listen, you're going to live in a world of temptation. But here's what you need to understand. Look at number two. And there's so many things to share, but I'm just going to give you two of them outside of the first one. There is power beyond ourselves in every temptation. Listen to what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. He says, finally, my brethren, what's the next two words? You say them out loud. Be strong. Paul says, finally, my brethren, be strong. And then the next words after that is, in the Lord. In other words, you do not have power in yourself over temptation. You do not have the energy, the resources, the capacity inside of yourself to resist temptation. And so many people say, well, I'm doing the best I can. Friend, you're in a mess if you do that. You're going to fall every time. You're going to get in a situation every time, and down you go. Paul, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, he says, you can be strong. Listen, he would not give them something to do if they could not do it. Every single child of God can be strong. Here's the issue. You either choose to be strong or you choose not to be strong. And whether you choose to be strong or be weak, friend, it makes a lot of difference. It may mean the difference between that one situation that comes in your life and you just plummet and you fall. And you see, Paul made it very clear. And one thing that Satan doesn't want you to know is this. He doesn't want you to believe it. He does not want you to believe there is a power beyond yourself, accessible, usable, 24/7, 365, every day of the year for you in every temptation you live. Say it's some type of sexual temptation. There is power in the midst of that temptation. Listen, does God know every temptation you're going to face? You better believe it. He knows what men are going to face. He knows what women are going to face. And Satan wants us to think that, you know, all he has to do is threaten us. Listen, one of Satan's biggest tools is a lie. You know, you try to walk with God, you better not obey God. I'll mess your life up or I'll destroy your family. Listen to me real carefully, and I'm going to use this. I'm using it emphatically. I'm using it deliberately. If Satan was so powerful, why does he not strike me dead now? You know why? He is a liar. His key is lies. His plan is lies. His purpose is lies. You say, Pastor, that's a serious thing to say. No, it's not if you understand who Satan is. All he does is lie to you. He can never tell you the truth. He'll tell you, well, you know, you start counting for God and, you know, he'll give you some type of lie. You do this and he'll give you a lie. Listen, Paul makes it very clear. And he's writing to these precious saints. And he wants them to know, you have the power to stand. When you have a sexual temptation that goes through your life, your mind, your being, whether you're a man or whether you're a woman, you can stand every time if you practice the Word of God. You say, I didn't know I could. Yes, you can. You see, here's the reality. Satan says, well, you're just a human being. You can't help but have certain things and feelings and thoughts and emotions. That is a lie straight out of hell. Let me ask you this question. Let's just give it sort of an example. Suppose Joseph in the Old Testament, Potiphar's wife seduced him. The Bible says Potiphar's wife, if you want to go back to the text and read it, it is very, very emphatic and very literal. She basically said to Joseph, come to bed with me. If Joseph couldn't help temptation, then he couldn't help but go to bed with her. He couldn't help but go to bed with her. And you know, after all, he's a human being. The one thing Satan does not want you to know and exercise is the God-given power that you have living on the inside of you. Joseph knew that God had empowered him, and he knew that he could resist this temptation. When you people say, and here's what we do, we cop out all the time. Well, Pastor, I couldn't get up for church this morning because I overslept. You overslept because you wanted to oversleep. Now, I said, whoa, 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 now don't go there, Pastor. I can tell you because here's how I know. There was a time in my life I couldn't get out of bed. Seriously, my dad was a pastor when I was in my high school years and later on in life as well. And I'd get up in time for Sunday school, meaning I'd get up at 9:30. I'd get ready real quick, and the church was about as far as from here to Springfield. And I mean, I could split the minute. Because I was convinced I couldn't get up. I was convinced that I couldn't get up. You know what happens? It is amazing when you start standing in victory how the devil just, he knows he can't win. And the more I realize I can get up if I want to get up. Now, I realized that a little bit later on. Not in high school years. But here's the reality. Satan doesn't want you to realize that you have victory. And what Paul is telling Timothy, what Paul is reminding the saints of God is this. You have the power of God. There is power on the inside of every one of you. And here's why. If I ask you how many of you are saved by the grace of Jesus Christ, many of you would raise your hand. Well, let me ask you a question. How many temptations did Jesus resist? Every single one of them. How many do you have the power to resist? Every single one of them. You know what we do? We give in because we want to give in. We cave in because we have been duped and deceived and lied. Listen to me real carefully. You allow the devil to deceive you enough, dupe you enough, and there's going to be a day you wake up with heartache and grief and agony because the Bible minces no words when it says the wages of sin is death. And temptation, when you flirt with it long enough, toy with it long enough, it's always going to lead you into a sinful situation. And yet, you and I need to understand, you can encounter every situation. Listen again to Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brothers or my sisters, you be strong in the Lord. Meaning, you can be strong. You be strong in the Lord, young person. You say, well, you just don't know what I'm tempted with. You can always resist. People may call you funny. They may call you weird. They may call you holier than thou. But listen, they'll come to you when the life gets difficult, life gets hard, life gets problematic, because they'll know that there's something different about you, because you're one of those rare people who stands in the midst of an adverse world. Some of you say, well, you know, I can't resist, and you name the name of Christ. You need to go back and ask, am I genuinely saved? Because Paul says you have the power living on the inside of you to be strong. Listen, the only person that doesn't have the power is the person that's not saved. That's why sinners sin. Don't jump on people that are lost. They sin and they do all sorts of things because they don't have Jesus living on the inside of them. But Paul reminds, he said, you do have the power. There is a power on the inside of you, every one of us, that can resist. You say, what do you mean? Sexual temptation? Yes. Now you say that I can resist temptation. I'm saying that's exactly what God says. You see, here's the reality of the world we live in. Now, won't you listen to me real carefully? A lot of people don't resist because they don't want to resist. They don't want to resist temptation. They don't want to resist, you know, the things of the world, the flesh, this body. Their idea is, if it feels good, do it. But listen to me very carefully. There's going to be one day when every single man, woman, boy, and girl stands in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we give accountability of our lives. And you see, it is so significant. It's so significant what you know and what you believe, because men, there's somebody out there to lure you. Ladies, there's somebody out there to lure you. Something. I wish I could tell you the countless number of people that I thought would never leave the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in the 30 years that I've been pastoring. People that I thought would never leave, that they're gone. They don't even darken the door of a church. And I'm not talking about members. I'm talking about leaders and pastors and preachers and deacons over the years that I've known who, something has happened and they're not faithful anymore. The Bible makes it clear. Paul says there is power. And you see, if you look at the life of Joseph, as I mentioned a moment ago, why didn't Joseph give in? You see, you can't use that argument. If you can't help giving in, then you've got to say everybody, when they're tempted, they have to give in. And that is absolutely a lie. You have been given power by Almighty God that lives on the inside of you to be strong in the midst of every temptation. In other words, you don't have to lie. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to do this, that you're tempted to do. There's a situation that I faced not too long ago. It wasn't a big temptation, but it was a temptation. Temptation just not to tell somebody something. I didn't want to tell them. But I thought, you know what? I need to tell them. They need to know. And I sure didn't enjoy the phone call. You're thinking, Pastor, what is it? The Lord knows and I know. That's all that matters. Now listen carefully. You are tempted. But here's the reality. Do you accept the fact? Do you accept the truth that you have a power living on the inside of you? You see, here's what's going to happen. Young men, if you don't believe that, accept that, appropriate that, you'll get on the internet and you'll get onto websites and pages and ungodly sites that are out there. You'll get in books and you'll do things, and you'll do this and that. And all of a sudden, there'll come a time in your life you can't even look at someone in a healthy, wholesome way. And the same way with women, the same way with the entire world. And that's what's happening. Our world is gravitating to that. But God wants you to know, He wants His people to know, that you have power to resist. You have power to resist temptation. That's exactly what He's declaring to you and me. And you see, we decide whether we're going to be strong in the Lord or not. You see, Being strong means you exercise. If you're strong in anything, you say, what do you mean to be strong in the Lord? Well, let's just say be strong in muscles. You know what's evident to be strong in muscles. Some of you played football. You know what's evident. You have to go to the gym. You have to work out. You have to run. You have to do sprints. You've got to do all the calisthenics. You've got to do push-ups. You've got to do sit-ups. There's a whole regiment of things you've got to do to be strong. And you know one of the things about it? It's not enjoyable sometimes when you do some of the exercises. Listen, if you're going to be strong when your day of temptation comes, you've got to make a decision. And sometimes while exercise isn't fun, here's the Father who loves you, who cares for you, and He's going to completely protect you. You've got to decide, am I going to be strong in the Word or am I not? And here's the reality. I want to tell you this, and your day is coming. Your day of extreme trial is coming. And whether you pass or whether you fail, is based on how much of the Word you let get into your spirit. Because here's a God who loves you. He knows every temptation you're going to face. Sometimes we think, I'm so sorry that went through my mind. Why should you be sorry? God knows it. Satan's worked on every man and woman since Adam and Eve. And He's worked on everyone. So they may be new to you, but they're not new to God. So number two, you know, there's a power beyond ourselves in every temptation. You need to know that. You need to realize that. That Holy Spirit lives on the inside of me. It doesn't matter what it is. I can say no to every temptation. You say, now, Pastor, let's just get real. We live in a world. Yes, there's a lot of ungodly missiles that go through your mind. I can tell you, you don't ever have to say it. There's a lot of ungodly missiles that go through your mind. But here's the reality. What do you do when they're there? Do you flirt with them? Do you want them? Or do you say something like this? Lord God, that don't fit who I am in Jesus Christ. Get that out of my mind. You say, can you pray that? How can you pray that? I wish I could tell you how many hundreds and thousands of times I've prayed that one sentence prayer. That doesn't fit who I am in Jesus Christ. Get that out of my mind, Father. That means you've got to develop some discipline. You've got to learn to mentally pray regularly. What do you mean? How many of you was tempted yesterday? Don't you raise a hand. You're going to be tempted. You're going to continually be tempted. But you need to learn to mentally pray. That doesn't fit who I am. That don't fit who I am in Christ Jesus. Well, number three, there is no obligation on our part to surrender to temptation. Now, that may sound very new to you, but listen carefully. Paul made it very clear. I want you to listen to what he says in the book of Romans, because that's exactly what he's meaning whenever he says this in verse 12. He says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors. In other words, we're not under debt to the flesh to live after the flesh. In other words, what Paul was saying in that one verse, we are under no obligation to obey the flesh. You're not under obligation. Why? Because you're saved. You've been born again. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. And, you know, God declares that you don't have an obligation. When Satan whispers to you, you never have to answer yes. I wish I could tell you how many times Satan's threatened me. How many times he's harassed me. How many times he has absolutely tried to torture me while I'm mowing the yard. There was a time in my life that I absolutely hated mowing the yard. It wasn't just because of the yard. I really enjoyed mowing the yard. But every time I would mow the yard, there would be mental harassment. And Satan would always harass me with ungodly missiles. And that's a complete different subject for another message. But he would harass me. He would do all sorts of devilish things. You know what I'm talking about because you face them too. And there would almost be times at the end of mowing my yard, I'd be sick. Why? Because Satan uses the fabric of your mind to work on you. He uses your mind to lie to you. You're no good. You don't count for anything. You'll never be worth anything. And on and on and on and on the lies go, because those are lies straight out of hell. Why? Because Satan knows that you are somebody, you are significant, you're worth something, and you're worth something to Holy God because He gave His Son to die for you. And when you realize, Father, you love me, you care about me, Satan can't stand you knowing the truth. And you see, the reality of being a child of God means that the power of God is inside of us in every temptation. Every temptation? Pastor, are you saying every sexual temptation? Absolutely. We live in a world where sex is the name of the game. You can just watch regular TV, a decent show, and something has to be inserted about sex. Here's what God wants His people to know. You live in the world, but you have the person of the Holy Spirit, and you're under no obligation. Listen, Joseph knew this. Potiphar's wife was not ugly. Now, I'm sure that it might have been easier if she had been ugly. I heard a preacher say one time, he said he had two fears in life. First fear is that he'd never get married. He said, second fear, that I'd marry an ugly woman. Now, I'm sure that Joseph might have had an easier time if she had been not very attractive, but she was very attractive. She was very luring. She was very good looking. But here's what Joseph knew. I have a holy God who is watching, and He will empower me to resist. And by the way, you need to read that, and you need to watch the ways he resisted. He finally even left her company. Let me say this. If you're in a situation, if you're in a job, and you're afraid you're going to fall sexually because you're in that job and somebody's looking, it's better to quit your job and get another job paying minimum wage than to hurt, ruin, and wreck your character, wreck your life, and wreck your home. Joseph knew that he had the power of God. And Potiphar's wife kept seducing. And here's what Joseph said, how can I do this and sin against my God? You know why? Joseph kept it in perspective. It's not just a human need. It's not just a human appetite. It is a sin against a holy God. And that's exactly what Joseph learned. Listen. Irregardless of what may be your mindset, here's what God's Word tells you. He has given you power through His Holy Spirit to be strong in every temptation. The issue is, will you choose to? Will you choose to be strong? Will you choose to be strong? Here's the temptation you face. You face this temptation to lie, cheat, steal, do something underhanded. It's not a big thing. Just nobody will know. I was in the store the other day, and somebody forgot to pick up their change. It was one of these that automatically dispenses the change, and my change came out, and someone else didn't get their change. And I thought, that change don't belong to me. Don't belong to the business either, but I knew it didn't belong to me. But here's the issue. That every single one of us that are born of the Spirit of God need to ask. Number one, do I know the truth? Because your day of testing is coming. You're going to pass or you're going to fail. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm trying to warn you as best I know. Because here's what I know. You know friends that you love have fallen. I know friends that I love that have fallen. I can look on my ordination certificate and look at man after man after man after man that has fallen. And you're going to make a decision. And here's what the Father says, son, daughter, I give you the power to resist every temptation. Means you have to exercise it. Means you have to be honest about those mental missiles. You notice I said hellish missiles? You know, one of the things that Lord reminds me over and over, Benny, don't ever lie to yourself. Listen, friend, you're created by God. Satan can't stand you if you're a child of God. And he wants you to believe that you're going to have to give in. That's not the truth. You have the power of God. You have the person of the Holy Spirit. And Paul said, be strong. Go back to that same test. You're studied, you're ready, you've prepared, you've done the research, and teacher told you what to do. She hands out the paper. I can tell you the difference emotionally when I've been ready for test and when I wasn't. Just go through there, mark, and you'll be one of the first ones out of class because you're ready. God, through His servant, says this, sir, man, young person, you're under no obligation to the flesh. So what that means is every time you sin, it's choice. Don't you blame anybody else. You decided to do it. Don't you blame somebody. Well, you know what? I couldn't help it. Yes, you could. Every time you sin, you chose to do it. Every time we disobey, every temptation that we're in. Why is it so important? Because the Bible makes it very clear. It's appointed unto every man once to die. And after that, the what? Judgment. The Lord will judge Benny Bush. How did I choose to resist temptation? See, there's a lot of people that die even before they die. You know why? They die in temptation. They lost everything. There was a time they stood. And friend, Satan plays for keeps. God Almighty has given you the power to resist. The real question is, what will you do with His power available to you every day of your life? Father, thank You so much that You empower us by Your Holy Spirit to resist temptation. We don't have any power in the flesh, but all of our power comes from the Lord. And we thank You, Father, because the temptations are real. They're not abstract. They don't happen somewhere else. They happen with every one of us in our everyday world and everyday life and living. Those images and scenes and things that Satan tried to lure. But Father, thank You that we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us and who is always there to direct us and lead us and guide us. Father, I pray this morning for that person who needs to come. They need to follow You. They need to walk in obedience to You. And Father, I pray that You would draw them. Have Your will and Your way as our prayer in this invitation. In Jesus we pray.